The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. You've seen a Kansas sunset, or...
Yeah, there you go. We've been a little patriotic today. It is Feel Good Friday. And you know what that means, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, or the government is. Put your own expletive for the F in there. Yeah, see, you are the smartest listeners on the planet, especially if you're listening to the show, and I'll tell you why. Because you're awake. You know exactly what's going on in this country right now. You know how screwed up it is. And you know the only saving grace is we have information that we can actually pick apart, analyze, and try to get to the truth of the matter. That's why we're here. I also want to let you know that we've got 10% off Grown by Nature products. We've extended the sale 10% off so you can get your auto ship orders set up while they're on sale, and they drop ship them directly from Grown by Nature. So you get them as soon as you order them. We have 10% off all of the North American Urban Spice products as well. We have Orega-O's gummies now back in stock. We also have 10% off Happy Bodies HBPC phosphatidylcholine. And of course, it's your last chance to snag White Harvest heirloom seed kits and the Wildered Water Plant Catalyst, and get 10% off those items while supplies last. Same with the Real Anthony Fauci book, except we're going to give you 20% off of that. And because we're closing out Silver Shield sanitizer, we're going to give it 30% off on that. And of course, in addition to the weekly promotions, we're offering bigger savings with a daily deal. All you have to do is dial into thepowermall.com if you have internet access. Hit the button that says Daily Deal and enjoy saving. And of course, if you're a first-time Power Mall customer, you can get 10% off your order. Boy, we're just giving away all this stuff here, these discounts, man. 10% off your order by using the code FIRST and the number 10 at checkout, which also applies to phone orders, too. If you don't have internet and you're not sure what all we offer, you can call the Power Mall directly at 877-817-9829 and request the Power Mall catalog. We'll send it to you. But you can also place your order while you're on the phone. And Jay will be available Monday and Tuesday next to take your calls if you have an order to place at the Power Mall. You can listen to the Power Hour by calling 631-359-8232. That's one of the phone numbers, one of the many. We will be on the air live on Monday and rebroadcasting some of your favorite stuff on Tuesday in observance of Independence Day. I'll tell you, my neighbors out here couldn't wait for the 4th of July. No, they were setting off fireworks last night. Of course, you know, German Shepherds and fireworks don't mix. She was freaking out. Yeah, and we're just sitting there going, okay, come on, can't you wait till the 4th? Boy, money must be burning a hole in their pocket, man. If they've got that kind of money to blow on fireworks, I mean, I could set fire to a $100 bill and get my yayas out, but why would I want to do that? You see, the same thing. I just don't know. You know, call me unpatriotic, but, you know, when I hear these loud booms, I'm thinking we're being attacked. Is it me, or is it, you know, is it just the way our government is behaving that has me thinking like that? And just remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean you're not being followed. Thank you, Uncle Sam, for making us feel that way. For those of you who want to make contributions to the Power Hour, you can do that simply by mailing us a check at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, by calling Jay at 877-817-9829 when the Power Mall opens next hour at 8 a.m. Central. And believe it or not, you can also send a letter, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but actually it's good news. Rick Satellite USA will not be on the show today. There's a reason why. Because we've been getting letters in from you guys. This is good. You've been sending them to our snail mail address at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or emailing us at support@thepowerhour.com with your letter. And you're letting us know why you think you should have one of these Rick satellite systems. You know, they normally retail at $269, which includes shipping, and you never have to pay another fee again, and you get to listen to the Power Hour on Galaxy 19 KU band free-to-air satellite system from RickSatelliteUSA.com. If you're interested, because the one we're giving away next week, it'll be next week, promise, that the system was donated by one of our listeners who paid the $269 and said, I want to donate this to one of our lucky listeners out there. In order to get one of these systems, you got to write us a letter. Tell us why you deserve it. And be sure to include your phone number because Rick's going to call you. You know, you can call him at 816-228-1801 in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri. That's a suburb of Kansas City on the east side of town, way out in the country. But it's, you know, 60,000 people, but it's still nice. Great place. 816-228-1801. Rick Kaler is his name. He runs the show over there at RickSatelliteUSA.com. If you want to donate one, you can do that. We appreciate it. So does Rick. If you want to buy one, you can do that as well. But we're giving one away if you just send your letter in, which people are now starting to do. They say, hey, I want to shot at that. Okay. Send us a letter. Tell us why you deserve it. Could be at support@thepowerhour.com, where your business can grow and advertise by emailing us there. Of course, we have a webinar for those of you that want to get a green thumb, that think you're out of shape, can't do it, you know, powerhourfood.com. And Marjorie Wildcraft, the Grow Network, which is one of our partners, you'll find her when you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the partners tab. That's a neat thing about it. We've got all sorts of partners out here. And of course, whenever you shop on our partners tab, please take some time to call or email and let us know so we get credit for your purchases. That's how it works. And you get to deal directly with our partners, which is cool. You get to call and ask questions and email them back and forth, get in their chat boxes, whatever it takes. Now, here's something inspirational for a feel-good Friday. We're hopefully going to be dialing into the Texas boys.
Yep, that's right. New York City, get a rope.
Yeah, the Texas boys. Yeah, okay. And see, the thing is that, you know, down here in Texas, they love their guns. Anyway, we're going to be talking about some inspirational stuff, like how to quit your job, move to Texas, buy some land, and build a homestead with your family and homeschool your kids. I mean, this is going to be so cool because this guy actually did it. He was tired of working at a sucky job and being taken advantage of. And he finally realized, whoa, dude, seriously, wake up. What's going on here? And he actually did something about it. So hopefully we'll be talking to him in the next hour. In the meanwhile,
it's time for the top five.
Well, the state of Florida, because four people in Sarasota County have contracted malaria because of the skaters. Yep, because of that, the Anopheles mosquito. Because of that, they have issued a statewide emergency malaria alert. To be on the safe side, of course. This is Florida's Department of Health doing the issuing. And we had one case in Texas. So they're telling everybody how to deal with this, like wearing long sleeves and long pants and spraying off all over yourself or some other mosquito repellent to keep the little critters away. Insects. So here's the thing. All of the individuals have been treated and have recovered. They're doing fine. Okay. And I can tell you right now, one of the things, because see what was working for COVID, because malaria is a parasite. And understand that hydroxychloroquine, Yeah, because it has quinine in it. Hydroxychloroquine has been used to treat malaria. It's an anti-malarial. So is ivermectin. But hydroxychloroquine, from what I'm hearing, appears to work better. Secondly, on the list, Biden administration regulations. This is something that really affects you because the guy is an idiot. Has a mental acuity of office furniture. I you know, after he, this little gaffe about Putin's losing the war in Iraq, man, after that came out, I'm going, okay, this guy definitely, having a mental acuity of a two-year-old, that doesn't fit the situation anymore. I mean, we're talking office furniture here. This guy's mind is in like static mode. It's like somebody screwed with his horse and his vert. Yeah. Wow. Lead him around by the hand. He doesn't know where he is half the time. I just wonder. Yeah, that's what useful tools are. But did you know that these regulatory burdens by all of his administrative agencies out there that are not elected have cost almost $10,000 for each American household, according to the Committee to Unleash Prosperity? Yeah, they did some studies. These regulatory costs have added $617 billion a year of rulemaking, not counting the regulatory costs created by the statutes and the other non-rule regulatory actions. And assuming that the U.S. has 123 million households, the amount is equivalent to about $9,600 a household for the rules that were just finalized between 2021 and 2022. Wow. If rulemaking costs accelerate at the same pace that the Obama administrations did, the result of their 8 years would be a cumulative $7 trillion, which is almost $60,000 per household. How's that grab you? See, now you want to change the way things are? Now you have a reason, because all you NIMBYs out there, people go, NIMBY, what are you talking about, Krieger? No, a NIMBY is an acronym, N-I-M-B-Y, for not in my backyard. That's what it means. And if you're a NIMBY, it means all of a sudden, wait a minute, this is affecting me too. Yeah, see, that's why you have all these Democrats and labor unions and independent voters who voted for this idiot jumping ship. Yeah, the unions are not endorsing him anymore, especially the auto workers union. They've given up on him because of this damn electric vehicle he wants to put out. It's screwing with the auto companies. They're not ready for this. Of course, we knew that, didn't we? The Supreme Court, here's the big thing right now. They struck down the use of racially discriminatory admissions policies at U.S. colleges. That's those race-based admissions. The Wascoy Wabbit. Yep. The ruling will be felt immediately as a million high school students begin applying for fall acceptance at the nation's colleges and universities. Students may reportedly avoid stating their race or ethnicity in the common app, which many use to apply to multiple schools at once. And of course, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote in the prevailing opinion that far too long, universities have concluded wrongly that the touchstone of an individual's identity is not challenges bested, skills built, or lessons learned, but the color of their skin. This changes it. Our constitutional history does not tolerate that choice, he wrote. Of course, the GOP found that wonderful. Of course, Associate Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who couldn't tell you what a woman is, even though she is one, allegedly. Yeah, we don't know what's under that robe. This is Biden's nominee to the Supreme Court, which basically now everybody's saying, well, she's a woman and she was black, and that's why she got on there. This, according to Winsome Sears, who was the black lieutenant governor of Virginia that just got elected in the trifecta the last time the election came around. She's sitting there poking at Ketanji Brown, the pot calling the kettle black. Gotta love it. Oh, this gets worse. It gets worse. If you think we don't have enough conflict out there, she's basically accusing the court's six conservative justices of pretending that the U.S. is a colorblind society and ignoring pervasive racial inequalities that persist even in the absence of formal racial discrimination laws. Yes, of course, she outlined a history of black suffering in America, from slavery to sharecropping, from Jim Crow to redlining. Well, you see, here's the way I look at it. Justice is blind. That's why she wears an eye covering. She's supposed to be blind. She's supposed to hear the truth and decide based on the evidence. The evidence! So here's the problem. Everybody in America has the same opportunity. Question is, will they take it? Because it's there. It's provided through the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. You know, we talk about the Constitution on the show a lot. And the thing is that you should be able to get into the college of your choice, provided you want to be educated by libtards. I mean, Fauci's going to work at Georgetown, and look at all the people they got in Harvard now. You imagine that, taking a class on international studies from Hillary at, you know, after especially what happened in Benghazi, and she's at the University of Virginia. Really, I mean, you see, the libtard colleges are hiring all these, you know, inept wannabe. They can't serve as politicians anymore, so now they got to hire them as law professors. Duh. See, that would be the kind of thing that I would go, okay, I think I'm going to homeschool my kid and make sure that he goes to a decent college that's Christian-based. Or, in the alternative, if I don't think that he wants to take or she wants to take on gobs of student loan debt, which, because of our educational system and what happened during COVID, we got all of these kids that can't read and do math very well, so it's going to take a whole extra year of college just to catch up. And that's more student loan debt. So here's the thought. Why don't you get that book by Bruce Goodmanson? That's a whole cheaper deal. And read it and pick one of the necessary types of electives out of that book and go take a six-month course and learn how to do it so you can jump right into the mainstream and create your own business. See, when you work for somebody else and you're an employee, what do? They withhold taxes. They steal from your paycheck. A lot of people think that way, right? I'm just saying what a lot of people think. And understand that if you are working for yourself, you get to keep that money. You get to use that money in your own business, pay your bills on time, not have to worry about defaulting all the time on things. You just got to put your head where it belongs and your ears, you know, whew, things got to stay, instead of going in one ear and out the other, they got to stay in between your ears, okay? Got to use common sense here. Wisdom. God gives you that. He gives you a sound mind, gives you wisdom, gives you every opportunity, because that's how our Constitution was based here. And I'm talking about this based on the fact that we have an associate justice here that seems to think that all God's children got to have a home. And they think that, you know, we need to just cater to them. Oh, it gets worse. Harvard and University of North Carolina, of course, you know, UNC. Yeah, this is the bunch that created the COVID virus. You know, they're sitting there saying, oh, all this is just going to make everything fall apart. In addition to race considerations, Salesforce, a tech company, said it plans to have 40% of its employees be people who identify as women or non-binary by the end of 2026. Oh, Salesforce is woke. You see, the thing is you can't, if you're not going to be a God-based business and you're not going to operate with Christian principles, well, you deserve to get what you get. Just ask Bud Light. Yeah, we'll talk about Dylan Mulvaney, you know, the little guy that sashays around in a dress. They put his picture on the beer can and it cost him dearly. Yeah, he's even now, how come you people didn't stay with me? How come you people aren't supporting me? Because you're an idiot. I don't care whether you want to wear a dress or not, but putting you on a beer can, bad move. Stupid is as stupid as does, as Forrest Gump would say. You know, nothing against you, sir. If you want to go dress up and do whatever it is you do in the closet, that's fine. But when you come out and you start insisting that everybody else do it, especially our kids, you can go straight to, well, you know where I'm talking about. Yeah, we have a lot of Christian people out there listening to the show that definitely get where I'm going with this. In world news, the late Rosa Quar stated about Agenda 21, it's the blueprint, the comprehensive plan of action for the 21st century to inventory and control all land, all water, all plants, all minerals, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all energy, all law enforcement, all healthcare, all food, all education, all information, and all human beings in the world. What do they call that? Not bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Nope, it's called technocracy and transhumanism. They want to remake the entire planet and all of its inhabitants, and all you have to do is say, no. Yeah, if you think that's wonderful, then I can only go back to my Clint Eastwood, better be careful what you wish for. Yeah. Here's some good news since it's Feel Good Friday today. Faith is winning. Barclays Bank, a major retail bank in the UK, has settled a lawsuit brought by a UK-based Christian ministry, the Core Issues Trust, over the former Barclays decision to suddenly suspend its banking services in 2020. So they filed suit. At the time, far-left LGBT activists accused Core Issues Trust, which is based in Northern Ireland, of engaging in conversion therapy. Conversion therapy. Is that like deprogramming? Yeah, that's a hard row to hoe. Well, apparently Barclays Bank, who shut down their bank account, has just taken it on the chin, and now they've had to pay them a bunch of money. Yep. Love it when God wins these things. See, because you know that the Almighty is watching over what's going on this earth, and he's given us free will to do what's necessary to exist in a godly way, right? Two World Health Organization committees are expected to list aspartame, an artificial sweetener found in Diet Coke and Mars Extra chewing gum, oh, among others. That's not the only thing that aspartame is found in. But they're going to list it as a possible carcinogen in a joint report next month. It means there's limited evidence out there these substances or situations can cause cancer in humans, according to Reuters. I think we all knew that. I remember the first time I tried a piece of gum that had aspartame in it, I got dizzy as all get out, spit out the gum, and I was probably dizzy for at least an hour and a half, got sick to my stomach. No, never again. Now I always have to look at that little condition called phenylketonuria, and you can sit there, you know, because they have that. It is a condition where stuff like aspartame will get to you. So anyway, Google has announced it's joining Facebook in blocking news stories in Canada. That's all part of this Canadian equivalent Bill C-18 to the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act in the U.S., a bill which media lobbyists have gone to extraordinary lengths to get passed up in our neighbor to the north in a last-ditch effort to attach it to the annual defense spending bill. Why would they put it on a defense spending bill? Because they have to make the Canadian population dumb and ignorant. See, because if you don't know what's going on, I mean, you have to get out on the street to see it. But see, what they're doing now is they're basically saying that social media has to block all of the news that doesn't favor the government from its viewers. Makes me wonder why you have a Facebook account, why you're not going on Rumble or Brighteon or BitChute, why you're not on those, or Substack. I've just given you four different places that you can go to using DuckDuckGo or some other search engine besides Google. Man, if there was a way I could flip a switch and eliminate Google from the earth, I would, trust me. But because everybody is so hooked onto it, it's kind of like an umbilical cord. Some people realize that, hey, you know what? Google searches are important to me because I'm running a business and it's an online business and I'm making money and I don't want to let go. I get it. Got to do what you got to do, right? It's kind of like the lesser of two evils, you know, rather than going out and knocking door to door. See, we've gotten past that now. Now, in order to build credibility for our business, we can actually go online, open up a website where people can come and visit if they have internet access. But if you don't have internet access, you're going to have to find a way to get the message out to somebody because either they're A, watching TV, or B, listening to the radio, which is why we like to help mom and pops grow their businesses here on the Power Hour. That's why if you email us at support@thepowerhour.com and let us know that you want to be advertised on this network, we can certainly try to arrange that for you. Here's one really funny. We have a video out there, as a matter of fact, for those of you who have access to the internet and want to watch it. Mexico's president, Andres Manuel López Obrador, sent a message to one of Mexico's violent drug cartels telling them to release 16 kidnapped police employees because they hijacked a bus full of cops. And what was he? What did he say? Or, I'm telling your parents. And I'm like, okay. How do you think that went over with the cartels? You think that gave him a good laugh? I'm telling your parents. Wow. The dude is screwed up. About as bad as Biden saying that Putin was losing the war in Iraq. Man, we've all gone. They've all gone to the loony bin. They think get away with saying stuff like this. And by the way, if you think that all of these illegal migrants aren't having an effect on what's going on, an illegal migrant has been charged with raping a woman just over a month after arriving on British shores in a small boat from the camps and the beaches of France. According to a report from The Sun, Britain's top circulated daily, 33-year-old man from an undisclosed foreign country has been charged with raping a woman only 40 days after entering the UK illegally by boat. Now, see, they're having the same problem we are over here because the same junk is happening over here. And not only that, but I mean, they're stealing, they're robbing, raping, looting, you know, murdering. I mean, it's bad. This is what we have to look forward to, which is one of the reasons why, by moving on to the Second Amendment category here, more than 17.4 million guns were sold in the United States during 2022, and approximately 1.4 million have been sold each month this year so far. Let's see. Here it is at the end of June, 1.4 times 6. For those of you doing the math, that's 8.4 million guns. Well, we're on pace to hit that report from safehome.org. 17.4 million, and so far we have 8.4 sold this year so far. That means if these figures keep up because of the garbage that's going on in our government, wow. Imagine that. Oh, by the way, for those of you who played on this issue with what happened at Parkland, remember that Parkland High School down there? The resource officer stood by and watched Nicholas Cruz go in and shoot up the school and kill all those kids. Scott Peterson was found not guilty on all counts. The trial that Peterson was being held for was for charges including felony child neglect and culpable negligence stemming from the deaths and injuries that happened on the third floor of the school's 1200 building on February 14, 2018. But understand something. Scott Peterson had no duty to protect those kids, resource officer or not, according to the court. Gotta love that. We'll be back to take your phone calls, have a little bit more discussion here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us. The news continues after these important messages. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And it's 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. It's a Friday. Hey, gotta love that. That means that we're working into the 4th of July holiday weekend. Of course, we'll be on the air live on Monday the 3rd and rebroadcasting so we can have the day off. Of course, you know, this is like, yeah, I get to catch up on all the work around the house, right? All the honey-do lists out there. Yeah, some of you are going on picnics. Some of you go to the park. Some of you just, you know, how many are going to be packing heat is what I want to know. You know, besides the fireworks, I wonder how many people are going to be packing heat out there. And because you just never know what you're going to confront with all the crazies running around in the world, right? Yeah, we have a video, Faith in History's William Federer on the history of the 4th of July. For those of you who are interested in checking that out, when you get the email blast today, it'll be there. It'll have the American Minute. Bill Federer discusses Independence Day, according to Ronald Reagan, the greatest revolution that's ever taken place in world history. And before we get into what's going on in California, what the nut cases are, what they've started out there, they've opened up a serious Pandora's box with this reparations task force. Oh, you will not believe all the stuff unfolding out there. Go to the phones, Jeff in North Carolina. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave. I wanted to call, and if I don't talk to you next week or at all, I wanted to wish you a happy 4th of July weekend.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. I will be back on the air Monday. Not Tuesday, but Monday. I will be back on the air. So we got to at least get one day of the weekend. Tell you what happened over the weekend. Okay. Do our little after hours.
Hey,
you know.
I, Hey, I wanted to tell you, man, you sounded toxic as ever. I love it. And I wanted to ask you, it sure is funny that woman, Katanji Brown, doesn't even know what a woman is. So, I mean, how can we value anything she says, you know?
Well, I wonder about that. And the thing is that Winsome Sears even said this. She got on Fox News yesterday. And, of course, Martha McCallum, who she said, you know why she's on there. And it is stereotypical, but this is why Fox put her there. You know, the dissent from Justice Jackson, according to Winsome Sears, would let them eat cake obliviousness today. The majority pulls the ripcord and announces colorblindness for all by legal fiat. Deeming race irrelevant in law doesn't make it so in life, she said. She and Justice Sotomayor were outraged by the decision. You know why? Because they're libtards. That's why they were outraged. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but this is typical of the division. And this is what Biden had in his brain when he nominated KBJ for justice position. And then everybody, yeah. You know, when they ask her what a woman is and she can't answer the question because she doesn't know, it's like, lady, you don't deserve to be a judge.
Yeah, I know. And what do you think? I'm talking about Biden's appointees. What do you think of that Shirley Temple idiot? That's press secretary, boy. She's a case too, isn't she?
Yeah, you know, my wife had explained to me 15 times why their media is all calling her binder, and I'm like, what? She wears a chest binder? No, not that. Well, she might as well the way she is. But you know, here's the thing. No, because she brings that big fat notebook out. And has to read off a cue card. I mean, that's just as bad as Biden, Shirley Temple wannabe. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, it just all she is an extension of Biden's brain. So that should tell you a lot about the government.
Yeah, amen. All right, Dave. Thanks a lot, man. You have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you. God bless. All right, here we go. I was telling you about this California Reparations Task Force. Well, they decided to hold a public hearing. Oh, boy, did that open up Pandora's box. Everybody else is saying can of worms, but no, it gets worse than that. See, once you open up the box and Pandora comes out, as the saying goes, all hell breaks loose, and boy, did it ever. You had several people up there in the meeting. It got heated, and they're publicly denouncing the United States for its role in slavery. One of them even said, we want a divorce. And when you get a divorce, because we're in California and it's a community property state, we get half. And I'm like, you people really are idiots. For starters, and I'm talking about the ones that were at that hearing that were making these comments, they obviously are misguided in their thinking. And here's the reason they are. Because half of them probably are in welfare. Half of them probably have shoplifted at one point in time in their life. Because they think they deserve everything for free. And this is why California is falling apart. And they got little Gavin Newsom up there with his little slick back hair that he could make into devil horns. Running the show. You know, when you open your mouth and you say that you're going to pay $1.2 million in reparations for slavery and past discrimination. The bigger problem I have is who's going to pay for that? Gavin, it's coming out of your pocket. And now they're pinning all these senators and congresspeople. They're pinning their ears back. Demanding money, and they want a free place to live. They want land. They want all this for what? Did you work for it? You know, see, here's a problem. Slavery occurred during the founding era of this country, and it was done away with. And see, I don't hear the Irish screaming for reparations, and they were the first slave. They were slaves before the blacks were in this country. Did you know? Yeah, they were funneled over here. You know, you look at any number of times that they were sold into slavery, the Irish were, and brought over here, early as the 1600s, way well before the blacks. And you can sit there and say, yeah, it was the Jews that brought them over. Say what, this is what's causing the division, folks. People want to sit there and they only dwell on the part of history that is convenient for them and their narrative. So somebody put it in their head that in order to have more discord, what we need to do is tell all the black people that they were slaves and they deserve money. And of course, you know, those who feel entitled, and I'm not saying, you know, we got our Larry Elders and Leo Terrell. You know, we got all these successful black businessmen and attorneys and judges, Clarence Thomas. He sided with the majority in that Supreme Court decision, by the way. You see, it goes to show you there are people out there with common sense that understand it. And everybody, I mean, all of these people have said, you have the same opportunity as everybody else in this country. The same opportunity. But see, God gave you free will, and you get to not be entitled. You get to actually go out and work for a living and set a goal for yourself and walk honestly, loving your fellow man as you do yourself, and do the best you can. But nope. We got to have a handout. See, that's the entitled left occupying California. Now you know why everybody wants to leave the state. And of course, you want to hear something really funny now, besides the fact that the United Auto Workers have pretty much canned donating any money to the Biden campaign for funding a race to the bottom with electric vehicles. Biden is on camera yesterday with MSDNC. Yeah. You know, Nicole Wallace, the woman you love to just, what a douche. And you know what he does? He gets up after she's saying, well, thank you for being on the show. And Biden says, I'll be president for every American, whether they voted for me or not. He's on the show Deadline with Nicole Wallace. And he gets up while the cameras are still rolling and walks off set. She's saying, well, stay there, Mr. President. He just ignores her and gets up and walks off camera while they're still on the air and the cameras are rolling. Another Biden gap. You know, which way do I go? It's like, oh, my. You know how all the state of Colorado is coming after these civil rights commissions are coming after people because they're Christians and they don't want to design websites and bake cakes and make flower arrangements for same-sex couples. Well, a key document in this LGBTQ plus rights case now before the Supreme Court may be fake. Christian website designer says she received an email request from the same-sex couple, but the author says she did not send it and is not gay. And, of course, the justices also are looking at ruling on Biden's student debt relief plan as well. Oh, man, there's another Pandora's box. It could get us all in trouble. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone. How are you?
Good morning. There's a gentleman that comes on RBN that has done, like, for 40 years. He's from the South, and he's been researching the Civil War and all the things about it. And I've been getting a good education from him about slavery, about the real reasons for the Civil War and all this stuff. And he gets his information. This guy used to work for the NSA at one time, and he gets his information from papers in the National Archives. And he's really good, but, you know, in New Orleans, the biggest slave owner was, like, black.
Yep.
And there was a family.
I heard that.
Yeah. But anyway, what I called about was you were talking about aspartame. And now, are you familiar with Neotame?
No.
Neotame, I believe Betty Martini, who used to do a lot on aspartame. I'm thinking she's passed, but I'm not real sure about that. But she is the queen of information on aspartame. She said Neotame is like aspartame on steroids. It's like 300 times as sweet. And it's been out for quite a few years. And they put so little of it in there that they don't even have to list that it's in the product. So if you're reading something that, like, I believe the product that's called Zero, meaning zero calories, I believe that
right. That's
got aspartame or Neotame in it. But
you got to watch those diet drinks.
Yeah, and what it, so if there's no obvious sweetener in it, you can probably bet that it's got that in it. And the other thing is, she was even saying some of these stevia products that say there's stevia as the sweetener. She said some of them are cutting with things like neotame or aspartame, and now they don't even have to say that it's got aspartame in it, I don't think, anymore. And to me, that should be illegal. But, you know, are they? I wonder if they're adding that, too, because I've never done a lot of research on neotame, but I assume it's still on the market.
Oh, probably is. In fact, I mean, any means they can make people sick and have cause cancer and cause them to expire helps with the depopulation effort. We appreciate your enlightening me on neotame. That's the first I've heard of it. Thanks for your call, Sherry. Appreciate that. By the way, in the Second Amendment category, I told you Scott Peterson was found not guilty of felony child neglect and culpable negligence stemming from what happened at Parkland. Well, see, the law is already there in place, and it's been ruled on by the Supreme Court in multiple states that the cops, no matter whether you call 911 or not, do not have a duty to protect you. Do you understand what I just said? Which is why, you know, we have an alleged shooter. There's another story out, Colorado Springs, Colorado. An alleged intruder decided to break into somebody's home, and the homeowner opened fire on him. The alleged intruder staggered out the door and was found in a ditch bleeding, was taken to the hospital where he died. And, of course, the homeowner is not being charged. You see, this is what we've come to. And as we start to see our economy dwindle even more than what it is, the have-nots are going to come and take from the haves. I said it before, and I'm telling you, the writing is on the wall. George in Canada, you're on. Go ahead.
Well, there's one thing you can be absolutely sure of when a shooting is state-sponsored is somewhere along the line, the police don't act, and they stand down. And that happens even in bigger terrorist attacks that we're all well familiar with. But here in Canada, the first one we had was this École Polytechnique University shooting in Montreal, and the inspector on site ordered his officers not to enter the school to shoot the shooter, Mark Lapine, or to take him on. You know, bad move. The last one we had in Nova Scotia, same thing. The inspector at the point of access ordered his men, and he said it very succinctly, if you go down that road, this is the last day you have in the RCMP.
Wow.
And, you know, the other thing is, I don't know, I'm a more godly man. I'd say, well, you know, if it's my last day, I'm going to have a party. And that's going to be the end of this guy. And there's something that you have to have with courage of your convictions. Even if they threaten you on the inside, if you went down that road and you stopped a massacre, there ain't no jury, no public, no organization that's going to be able to fry you because you did the right thing. And it's clearly obvious you did the right thing. And the other thing is, when he went down that road, who did he be shooting? Probably state-sponsored agents. And that's why you're not supposed to go down that road.
Exactly. That's a big possibility. I'm thinking that you're going to be faced with a lot of the same thing up there, especially when you got east versus west, which is exactly what's going on north of the border.
Indeed. And Mr. Trudeau, he really stuck his head in a bucket there because Google and all these other companies aren't going to put Canadian news on their sites anymore. So they're going to be in a vacuum and lose a lot of market share because of that. So he really, really stuck his head in a bucket. And, you know, another cute little thing is Nigel Farage. He was declined bank accounts.
Oh, yeah.
For his stance on things. And it just shows you what's coming for us. The slavery of the past means nothing. It's the past. There's nothing we could do, change it, alter it, or maybe even understand it to a great degree because we weren't there and we can never be there. But the one that's coming for us now, we're here. We're on a front row, and it's coming for all of us. And that's what we have to stand up for. And that's something to be very, very, very in tune with. And I was reminded by Dr. McCullough in one of his postings the other day, too, to remind me of Yuri Bezmenov, the KGB defector. To change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their communities, and their countries. We are in a massive psychological war operation put on by our so-called leaders. But if you want to feel good on the 4th of July, I know I played it for a certain event that happened last weekend just to get a different perspective on the past and love it, is The West by Ken Burns. And I watched Empire Upon the Trails, Episode 2, for the certain Pride Week to just get a good feeling of the history of Texas, the Americans who built your country, which is very similar to the pioneer spirit we had in our country. And, you know, do watch that with your children and see what it was like in the past, good, bad, or indifferent, and how tough you had to be and how those firearms were.
Yep, and they are today, too. I appreciate your call, George. You got calls stacking up here in the queue, and your former host here on the Power Hour. We appreciate everything you're doing up there to get the word out. Conspiracy-cafe.com is George's website. Tim in Michigan, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, two things. Wasn't aspartame a toxin that companies had to pay to dispose of until wonderful Donald Rumsfeld put be a food additive? And two, was the first millionaire woman American, which you probably know, and I wish I could remember her name, came out of the 1860s, and she was black. She was the first woman in America to be a millionaire under that. And she lived in the South where it was so depressed, where blacks were being so, you know, she managed to become a millionaire in the 1860s. She's So, you know, their story just doesn't hold up. You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't. Yeah,
but the aspartate thing, from what I heard, rip open one of them little packets of sugar, sprinkle it on the ground, and watch an ant eat it and die.
What a great idea for pest control. Oh.
There you go.
All right, Tim.
You guys,
thanks so
Dave,
much.
You have a great 4th of July. This is still
you
a great country. We're still under God in this country, and we're going to stand up. We're going to fight to keep God in this country. That's what I have to say.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir, for your call. By the way, for those of you out traveling, understand that severe weather, staffing issues. Oh, staffing issues. Gee, I wonder what caused that. Oh, that must have been like the jab, you know, and all these pilots who can't work anymore because now the FAA has decided that if you've been jabbed that you're at risk. Oh, you might have myocarditis. You might have heart problems, blood clots. Wow. Just ask Bob Snow in San Antonio. He was lucky to live through that. Staffing issues and record high numbers of summer travelers are going to strain the country's airline industry over the 4th. So you might plan on doing something different and driving. According to AAA, more people are going to be doing that than they are flying. Think about that, because you're going to be stranded in an airport. Wonderful way to spend the 4th. Severe weather, staffing issues, and everybody else wants to do the same thing you think you should do. So good idea to drive. Meanwhile, for those of you who depend on United Parcel Service to get your packages delivered, well, the Teamsters Union has warned that a U.S.-wide strike is imminent with UPS drivers if they don't come to an agreement with the union today. This will be one of the largest strikes in American history. The union represents hundreds of thousands of UPS drivers. They walked away from the national bargaining table, and wow, Friday, June 30th, that's today, folks. Largest single employer strike in American history now appears inevitable. So if you're going to bank on shipping anything UPS, it ain't going to get there. Home affordability worsens across the U.S. during the second quarter of 2023 as home prices tick upwards. This according to Adam Data. I use them a lot. Second quarter 2023, a home affordability report showing median price single family homes and condos are less affordable than in the second quarter of 2023 compared to historical averages in 98% of counties around the nation with enough data to analyze, continuing the pattern going back to last year. As a matter of fact, because of all this, many Airbnb owners are going to be forced to sell their properties, resulting in a housing bust that could be on par with the 2008 subprime crisis in some cities. I told you. We are in a foreclosure crisis, but the subprime crisis also is affecting Airbnbs, VRBOs, all of these. People are having to sell them. One, you got rents just through the roof. Can't afford them, can't afford to maintain them. And the people, of course, they come into your Airbnb and they decide they want to have all their friends over and have a party and do drugs, and people die or people fall through the, you fall over a railing. I mean, all sorts of stuff. And then you get sued. I mean, people are giving up on it, you know, for a variety of reasons, but most of it is economic based. And of course, for those of you who haven't been keeping tabs of Bill Gates, creep alert's been issued now. Women seeking employment at Gates Ventures, the private office of billionaire Bill Gates, have reportedly faced sexually explicit questioning during an intensive screening process. Yeah, he's got a long history of pursuing women at Microsoft for sexual affairs, not to mention his hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, right? Open the Books has an oversight report. We've got a PDF of that on our email blast coming at you. Earmarking the return of the swamp creatures, mapping $16 billion in congressional earmarks for FY 2023. Wow. Well, hopefully we are going to be talking to the Texas boys after the top of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for your phone calls and your kind words. And we'll be back with a great interview, hopefully, after these words. Stay with us.
Formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
9829.